ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there's alarm in the Cook Islands over a proposed cryptocurrency legislation that could grant the government sweeping powers to seize financial assets in any part of the world. The law is called the Tainted Cryptocurrency Recovery Bill 2023, and according to an investigation by One News, it's drafted by an American debt-collecting company, Drumcliffe. But critics say its wording is so broad that it could potentially authorise hacking into government and university systems around the world. So for more on this, I'm joined now by Jeff Nicey, a cryptocurrency expert and senior lecturer in engineering, computer and mathematical sciences at AUT University. With that, I say good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Jeff, you've read the bill. Can you understand why people are alarmed by what's being proposed?
Yes, I've read the bill. It's quite lengthy, and really this is quite a mess, to be clear. And it basically sets the scene for a gross violation of citizen privacy across the board.
Okay, so what would actually allow the government for it? What could they do?
Well, there's a large section here that establishes the basis for what they're calling ethical recovery hacking. So this is a contradiction, right? Saying that they're going to hack into systems that perhaps could be related to cryptocurrency, and they're going to do it in an ethical manner, which is a contradiction. And there's one particular part that says that it grants the users of the bill the authority to bypass authorization and authentication mechanisms. And this is basically just cracking people's passwords, right? And, you know, citizens have passwords for their own privacy into all of their systems and apps. And this would allow them to bypass it just under the premise of looking for cryptocurrency.
Wow. Well, one, we'd have to understand what their definition of ethical is. And then, is this actually realistically enforceable?
Well, the problem with cryptocurrency is that it's not something that you can just hack into and seize, as is projected in the bill. So I think it's a bit misleading, both to lawmakers and to citizens, by saying that, you know, they can identify weaknesses and then they can seize cryptocurrency, you know, which would be the proceeds of crime. When really cryptocurrency, as the crypto is in the name, it's protected by cryptography. And so nobody can seize anyone's cryptocurrency. And, you know, reading between the lines, this means that you would have to coerce people into either cooperating or involuntarily giving up their passwords or their keys to this cryptocurrency.
I was just going to say, how would they be able to seize assets in other countries?
So the way that it works, if you look around some of the other cases where cryptocurrency assets are recovered, it's always people cooperating with lawyers and people cooperating with the asset recovery team. And that means that the people have decided that, look, you know, I don't want to run away and skirt the law on this one, so I'm going to give up access to all of our accounts. And there's no other way around it. You have to work with law enforcement, or you have to essentially have your data stolen, which is what the bill is setting it up. And they're doing it under the premise that they're trying to catch bad actors. But actually, it's so broad sweeping that it's going to affect anyone that wants to use cryptocurrency.
If you've just joined our show, Pacific Beat, we're speaking with cryptocurrency expert Jeff Nicey on a very confusing cryptocurrency bill that is about to come out there for the Cook Islands. Jeff, is there any other country or even a government that's taken this approach to cryptocurrency enforcement?
There isn't, and I'll tell you exactly what. Why? It's because it wouldn't make it through Parliament. The way that it stands now, and to be clear, I'm not a lawyer, but I do have it on. I have heard from lawyers, you know, that it's essentially a mess and it's not going to work. And it's just too broad of a bill. And the other thing is that a lot of countries already have appropriate legislation to deal with financial crimes, and so the cryptocurrency portion is usually slotted into that appropriate legislation that's already in place.
Yeah, well, there's already, again, as you say, a lot of criticism, but criticism towards it being levied at the Cook Islands government over its enlisting of Drumcliff, which is an American company, of course, to draft these laws. What can you say are the potential implications of this arrangement?
Right, so the idea of, you know, granting this authority to a third party, it's okay in the sense that you're going to need experts that know what they're doing to deal with this. But on the other hand, what they're doing here is they're setting up this third party, which is operating as a business, and that's the for-profit business. And so now you've changed the lens, and now you're saying that this business, which is not necessarily, you know, looking out for the Cook Islands, is in the business, in the for-profit business of seizing cryptocurrency. So as a business, they're going to look for areas that they can, you know, search and try to find crypto that can be seized. And oh, by the way, we're going to, you know, bring the Cook Islands along with us, or we're going to say that we're doing it for the benefit of the Cook Islands. And so I think that's really problematic, is having this a for-profit business essentially searching for assets to seize.
Mm. Does this then, Jeff, reflect broader anxieties about cryptocurrency crime? Because, I mean, how vulnerable is Cook Islands without a legal response such as the one it's proposing?
I think the vulnerability comes in terms of their reputation. And so, you know, if it gets set up as is, it might be quite difficult to unwind and come back from. And, you know, that reputation can be very difficult to patch up on the fly as you go.
Mm. So then what do you think the answer is then moving forward?
Well, I think that we do need to identify that there can be crime along with cryptocurrency. But this isn't a whole lot different from other financial crime that maybe doesn't use cryptocurrency. And so at the moment, we're in a tricky situation, you know, legislators and governments all over. And the situation is that we don't want citizens to fall victim to a number of scams. We recently saw a press release from the Central Bank of Fiji. And the other piece is that we don't really have a good method of handling this, because cryptocurrency is such a new industry. And so, you know, certainly let's propose legislation, but let's also, you know, have appropriate due process, people comment on it and work it out that way. But it is a tough situation because cryptocurrency is such a new industry.
Yeah, what do you think would allow this to actually not go through?
I think the part that would allow it to not go through is a violation of privacy. This idea of ethical hacking straight away, it's couched in this context that we're going to catch criminals. And really, I think, you know, to be honest, when you look at the number of, like, the volume of seized crypto assets that perhaps could benefit the Cook Islands, so there's a part of the bill that says we're going to take proceeds and we're essentially going to convert it into dollars and put it in the Cook Islands account. And I think that is very unlikely. You're mm-hmm. not going to see a large benefit for the Cook Islands in that sense. And so to me it's a front such that they can go about this ethical hacking. And I don't think that is going to make it pass.